Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
I've got Amanda Gwiti, who is an Eskom spokesperson. I'm not going to start with her, but I just want to acknowledge the fact that she is on the line. And also, I'm also going to be speaking to a resident in Meadowlands. They've been protesting for loss of power. Apparently, they've been out of power for some time. But Amanda will be listening and we'll chat to her just now. But Boitumelo Malema is a resident in Meadowlands. A very good evening, Boitumelo. Thank you for talking to us. And thank you for being so patient.
Thank you, Akimelo. Good evening to you and the listeners. Thank you for having me on.
So our reporter was out there all of today. We believe that their protest today was about a loss of power. Just give me a bit of background.
Akimelo, this problem has persisted actually for several weeks now, but it started as load reduction, which we now know really is the ugly stepsister of load shedding. Then the past 2 weeks, it escalated into, in addition to weekly or bi-weekly blackouts, Eskom would take lights between 4 and 6:30, often up to 6 hours at a time every day for the past 6 weeks. And this is our reality, Zone 1, Meadowlands. I'm not sure about other zones, but I know other zones have been affected.
Have you been communicating with Eskom?
I know that there are other community leaders that I know personally who have been communicating with Eskom as well as the councillor for this ward. But as you know, it came to a head because over the past few days, we have been completely without power.
Mm-hmm. So, today there was a protest. What's the plan going forward? Did you manage to get some responses from Eskom?
Well, as far as we know right now, we are being told that there has to be maintenance that needs to be done over the next few days. Mm-hmm. We are being told that probably power may be restored around Saturday, but it's absolutely unacceptable. It's unacceptable. We cannot be in the dead of winter, in the middle of like a cold front, with our elderly and students and business owners have to be subjected to blackouts. But yes, that, as far as I know, they want to restore power within a few days, but we cannot wait for a few days. I'm actually walking through the street now. It's still simmering with tires and people are huddled and people are frustrated, angry, Pimelo.
Did you know about the maintenance that was going to be done?
I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
I'm saying, were you aware that there was going to be maintenance that needed to be done?
Absolutely not. So, a lot of people are on this app to check when we might have load shedding. But this was absolutely, it seemed like to come out of nowhere. Absolutely no communication from Eskom to say we're going to be doing maintenance. We thought we pulled our own conclusions. We thought, oh, maybe the cables were stolen, or we thought this was the problem. But now we're told that, there's going to be maintenance and then it might be restored, power might be restored Saturday.
I really appreciate you talking to us, Boitumelo. Just, I've got Amanda on the line here. I'm going to put you on hold. And maybe after this, we will be able to connect you. But Amanda Gwiti is an Eskom spokesperson who was listening to that conversation. Amanda, thank you for talking to us. Good evening.
Good evening, Boitumelo. Good evening to your listeners as well.
Thank you.
Yes, I was listening to the conversation.
Yes. So I mean, you obviously as Eskom are aware of this. They are calling it a blackout. Just maybe give us clarity on what the situation is there in that region. She says she's in zone one. I'm not sure how widespread the issue is.
Yeah, so I think maybe we need to just clarify, because initially she spoke about load reduction.
Yeah.
I am going to confirm that part, that Meadowlands is part of the areas where we are implementing load reduction. Load reduction is implemented in all the areas where the transformers are actually overloading and they are at risk of failing or exploding. So in those areas with then high energy losses, we implement load reduction. And it's implemented in the mornings during peak times between 5 and 9 a.m. and then in the evenings between 5 p.m. and 9 p.m. However, loaded, for example, let's talk about Meadowlands, the zone that she's in. We don't implement it every single day. There is a schedule that is out that indicates when load reduction will be implemented. So it's not every single day that they experience load reduction. So that's the one part of it, to say that, yes, they are part of load reduction. But I think what has brought on the frustration for the community is the cable fault that we were experiencing, which then caused outages outside the times when they're supposed to have electricity supply. So that is what is frustrating them. We've had a number of cable faults that have been affecting Meadowlands. I know last week as well, they did have a cable fault that affected certain parts of Meadowlands. We do communicate to the customers when we have these outages to say that we are aware of it and we are attending to it. But I think because last week they had it, and again, I think on Monday, they had another cable fault that affected their area. We did restore supply, but again this morning, their electricity tripped, so which then exacerbates the situation because the moment they get electricity, and then a few hours afterwards, their supply was affected. So that's what's brought the frustration for them because of the outages that we experienced last week and this week.
What was the cause? It was a cable fault.
Yes, a cable fault.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand. I just want you to maybe explain it to us lay people.
Oh.
Is it something that has happened? In other words, is an infrastructure problem? Is it because, do we know what the cause of the fault was?
Okay. So what has caused the, when I say cable fault, it means we have a fault in the cable that is supplied, for instance, from the transformer to the different houses. So that cable, somewhere there is a fault. So I'm going to give you right now, we had dispatched the technicians to go and, because remember, if there's a cable fault, we need to identify the exact location that has a fault. So there's an equipment that we use to identify the fault. So unfortunately, this evening when they went, like earlier today, when they went in there, they couldn't move. There's a certain street that has been barricaded and their tires that are burning. We needed to get to that point, but we couldn't access it because now they were burning tires and they our employees were being threatened. So it was difficult for them to get into that area so that we can identify the actual area where the fault is, and then we can start digging and take out the faulty part of the cable, join it, and then try and restore supply. So unfortunately, it is a process when we do have faults, depending on what the fault is. But let's talk about this particular one, the cable fault. You need to then first try and locate the fault. And when you have located it, you need to excavate so that you can access the cable. You cut the part that is faulty, and then you join it together, and then you test to make sure that everything is fine. Then you can restore supply. So it is a process. It's not something that we can do very fast. And I do understand that customers, I mean, especially now because it's very cold, they do become impatient. So we do communicate by our social medias with the counselors to give them updates to say that we are attending to them. And most of the time, you find that we don't have the estimated time of restoration. And that also does make the customers to be unhappy.
Yeah.
But it's only when we've identified the fault, and then we can at least estimate how long it will take us to restore supply.
Amanda, all of these we can understand them. Why isn't our stakeholder engagement improving? Because what concerns me is that, for instance, there was a team, as you said, that went out today, which was trying to get to the cable to assess the problem and so on, and they couldn't get there. You know, I don't know why the relationship between Eskom and, for instance, whether it is the local councillors, could not facilitate that kind of a process, because if the technical team was given space to do their work, perhaps we wouldn't be sitting with a dark Meadowlands right now. I'm just wondering why can't the communication improve?
Look, it's work in progress, Pumelo. It's something that I can tell you that we did try and get hold of the councillor because we wanted to at least get assurance that we can be escorted and get our technicians to go into the area. But unfortunately, we did not get that assistance. And as a result, we did issue a communication to say that we are suspending the work at the moment until we know that it is safe, and then we can go back there and then locate the fault and start and continue with the repairs.
So currently, you've halted the investigation because you were not able to get access.
Yeah, there's a particular area where they are burning tires, and that's the area that we need to access, because when we were conducting the test, we could locate that the fault is closer to that area. But unfortunately, we couldn't access it, so we did halt the work at the time.
So going forward, what's the plan?
So we are going to definitely be resuming tomorrow to try and access the area. And as we've mentioned, I think in the past, that in certain areas that we do then get escorts to assist us to get to the area. And we are hoping that in the morning the councillors will also help us to talk to the community so that we can be able to access the area, because it's access that we need so that we can continue with the repairs and the work that needs to be done.
So currently you have not been able to communicate with the councillors, local councillors?
When we issued, it was probably just before 6 o'clock when we issued our last update. Just give me a sec. I just want to make sure what time was the last update that we issued. It was at 7:25 p.m. when we issued the last update in terms of the progress made thus far. We had not been able to make contact.
You have not been able to. Okay. So
yeah, we had not issue, been able to make contact
with the councillors.
Because we wanted to be assisted so that they could talk to the community so that we can access the area and then continue with the work overnight.
All right. I'm going to leave it with you here openly, but let's see if we can't try and facilitate that, because clearly what stands between this situation and a better outcome tomorrow is the connection with the stakeholders that are going to make it possible for you to do your work.
That's all we need. If we could just get that assurance that we can go into the area so that our technicians can then start working towards repairing the fault, and then we can restore supply.
Amanda, I'm going to put you back to Tando, and we will try and see if we can sort this out on the side. Dumelo, I don't know how much you are able to hear. It's a difficult one, because where are the local councillors?
The local councillors are open to communicating with the community.
Yes.
And that's why we're able to get a bit of the information that we do have. However, I do agree with you that stakeholder relations between Eskom and residents can be improved because they're sorely lacking. Mm. For instance, I am adamant that the blackout has been for the past 3 days. We have been without power, and it's almost as if, Amanda is not quite clued up with how severe the situation is for us. A lot of people running businesses here in the township, they're not able to run their businesses because they don't have electricity. We have the elderly. One lady, her name is Dolly Boy, and I was speaking to her yesterday. She said, my feet feel like they're in the fridge perpetually. I am freezing cold. And of course, the people that are burning the tires are young people. Yep. It's not the middle-aged and the elderly. It
of
is
course.
Young people who are saying, we can't study, we can't bath to get ready for school. So these are people who are not complaining over, 5 hours loss of power every day. It's people who are like, no, every day for hours and hours, we don't have power. And so at this point, people are saying things like, what is Ramaphosa's role? What is he doing? What is the point of him being Minister of Electricity? It's gotten worse the last few months.
And so there has to be an improvement as far as stakeholder relations.
Okay. I'm going to put you back, and then Boitumelo, let's try and see if we can't intervene and sort this out. We want everybody to be warmer, to get the access to electricity like all of us. I think it's not okay that there is a section of the community that feels that they've been neglected while, you know, and I know I'm not trivializing this because I know there are other areas as well. It's just that Meadowlands has decided to protest, and that's why we've got our eye on that. But I know that there are other communities as well who say, like us. So let's see what we can do with this situation. We'll do some work on the background, and hopefully tomorrow we'll just try and see if there has been improvement, if things have kind of improved. We'll give you some feedback tomorrow. So let's leave it there, and I promise you we'll do a little bit of mediation on our side and see if people can get electricity tomorrow.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.